shot, and I'm quitting forever. Cross my heart, cross my fingers, cross my heart, cross my fingers.
It's the only show on the internet that will raise a glass in your spirits. It's now time for the Winos.
This is Sharon with the Winos.
This is Nicole. Hi, and guys.
This is Katie. Hi.
We're glad to have you guys listening to our podcast today. We've got several topics that we want to discuss. We are going to start with my childhood best friend, Alicia. She asked that I talk about when we first met. We were in third grade when we first met. I just had transferred to that school district, which is why I had also met my husband in that grade. We were really weird little kids. We would just invent different situations and worlds and all kinds of things when we played. And we also, for whatever reason, would lick rocks.
Yummy.
And we would assign different flavors to them.
This one tastes like mud.
No, it was always like chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. It didn't taste like those.
If you guys found rocks that taste like that, I'm going to need to play y'all's playground because my rocks taste like mud.
They didn't really taste that way. It was just like little pea gravel, you know, like that was on the playground. And I don't know why we did this, but she felt really strongly that I needed to discuss this on the show. And another thing that she wanted me to talk about was this keychain that she had. I don't know if it was given to her or if she just got it out of one of the, like, the gumball machines.
25 cents?
Yeah. Well, it was probably a 50-cent one or a 75-cent one, maybe.
Ballin'.
Even. Yeah. But it was a skeleton, and she had named him Boney.
Skeleton named Boney.
And she carried him everywhere. And we would even, like, divide up, like, babysitting duties. Like, you can carry him this period, and I'll carry him that period. But, unfortunately, he died shortly after.
Like a Tamagotchi that we talked about.
Kind of, but, you know, he didn't need to be fed or played with. You could just carry him in your pocket or, you know, the little case that all the little Gumboy toys
come in.
But then her sister threw him against the wall, and all of his limbs came off, and he died.
So R.I.P. Boney. That's so sad.
Yes. So.
Sorry, Alicia?
Alicia?
Sorry, Alicia, about Boney.
We actually went on through high school. We stayed friends. We kind of didn't run in the same circle, but we still remained friends. And then she actually met Jesse's uncle, who is just 2 years older than us. They had a child together. They actually got married. Their marriage didn't last for very long. Mm-hmm. But I still refer to her as my favorite aunt, which we found very funny because she's actually just a few months younger than me and Jesse. So
I always find it funny, like, whenever you have somebody that's, like, older than you, like, barely older than you that's your aunt, or barely younger than you that's your cousin, I find that funny. Like, it's just, it's weird. Like, this is my aunt who's 2 months older than me, you know?
Yeah, Alicia's son, he is 13 now, I think. And he still calls me Aunt Sharon and calls Jesse Uncle Jesse. I don't think he realizes that we're actually, like, Uncle cousins.
Uncle Jesse. Yeah. Like, on Fuller House.
I don't think he actually realizes that we're actually cousins and not aunts and uncles.
But, hey, I have an aunt and uncle that I call they're my cousins that I call aunt and uncle. Like, it's just, I don't know.
You're so much older than you. I have a cousin, Wendy, who is, like, 13, 14 years older than me. And for the longest time, I called her Aunt Wendy because I honestly thought she had to be, like, aunts had to be older than you and cousins couldn't be, like, that much older than you.
I have an aunt. I think she's my aunt Gail, and she's my dad's, like, first cousin. So she'd be my second cousin, but I've always called her my Aunt Gail, and she's not my aunt by no means. She's my aunt. But it's just, it's weird because she's my dad's age. So I feel like I should call her like my aunt. And she's like by no means my aunt. No, she's right. Like my cousin. Yeah, so her kids are like my second cousins. And I've never seen them as that. Like I've never even seen them, I guess, as kin to me. Like, yeah. I don't see them as.
I have a cousin, Tammy, who's the same one, who is Wendy's sister. But they're so much older than me. For the longest time, I called them Aunt Tammy and Aunt Wendy. Nobody ever corrected me until I was like 10 years old. And they're like, no, they're actually your cousins. I was like, what?
Yeah, I have some aunts that are just 4 years older than me. And then another set, well, I have a lot of aunts that are twins. Like, I had a grandmother that had two sets of twins.
My grandma did too. My dad is a twin. And my uncles, that are younger than my dad and his twin, are sets of twins back to back.
Yeah, so one set of my aunts who are twins is 4 years younger, and then the other one set is 8 years younger. So we grew up very close to them.
I was like 40 years older.
So we had asked about some topics to talk about, and we got one that is my absolute favorite. It's about bearded men. Woot,
woot. Really quickly, I found something online. It is a beginner's guide to lick rocks.
That's a thing.
It's an actual job. Really quick.
Do you get paid for that?
Hunting, preparing the sample, the first lick.
Preparing the sample.
That's optical analysis, funny. Lick, chew, and swallow. Oral analysis, christening, and that's it.
Oh, well, that's
can you post that to my Facebook?
So I can.
Yes, I would love for.
Are you guys going to meet up and like go? You and Alicia going to sit in the playground and
we still see each other pretty regularly.
I'm going to lick rocks.
I don't know, maybe. We'll have to read up about this.
I love you unconditionally, and I will support you if you decide to lick rocks.
Maybe we were just, like, ahead of the times.
Hey, you never know.
I might second guess this friendship if you lick rocks.
A rock licker can make over $40,000 a year.
Shut the fuck up.
And that's way more than what I make.
That's way more than what I make. I could be a rock licker any day. Forget being in there.
All the rocks.
It doesn't even sound sanitary. Now that I'm adult, we could have got pinworms or all kinds of icky parasites from that. Like, it's so gross.
I live on a dead-end county road, so I have a lot of... Listen, it is gravel. I will sit out there and lick rocks all day long for $40,000. Let me tell you.
I'll lick rocks all day long for $40.
Yes. So we're going to go back to the topic that we got, the bearded men, which is one of my absolute favorites. I love, can I stress love even more, bearded men, or hairy faced, as I call them, men. Yes. When I met my fiance, he was a bare-faced, no hair, he would shave, literally, he would shave every single day in the shower, and I would beg him to grow facial hair, and he never would. A little over a year ago, he decided to let his face grow out. And let me tell you, that man's face is even more beautiful now than ever. Bearded men. I know that they did that study about bearded men who have, like, feces and all kinds of nasty shit in their beards. But I don't care. His beard is beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. Beards are my weak. Which is ironic because my husband cannot grow facial hair to save his life.
But it's beautiful, right?
It is so beautiful.
I just want to say I'm super neutral on this topic.
Beards and tattoos, that is my way.
Well, I will say you that I will tell you, let me tell you, there is his face, without a beard, if he was to shave right now, his beard would, without a beard, he looks like a probably 16, 17-year-old guy. I love you, honey. You're beautiful no matter what. But with his beard, he looks like a grown man. And I always tell him that. I said, you look like a grown boy, honey. Like, you're so pretty. Yes. But, okay, he'll trim it down.
I'm sorry, Hunter.
I love you. You know I love you. You know I do. But, like, when he shaves it, when he trims it down, I'm like, I can tell, like, instantly when he trims it down that it is gone. But, like, it is beautiful. I love a hairy face. I love hairy faces.
I love hairy faces. It's kind of scratchy.
I love scratchy though. Like, I love that scratchy feeling.
Like
as I'm telling you that now, I'm rubbing my own chin and I have no hair on it now, and I have no hair on my cheeks, but my fiance does, and his beautiful little face is perfect.
Aww.
Sorry, you're saying your ideal man is Santa Claus.
Yes! Santa, I love you, even though I don't believe in you. I love you so much. No, I love fat bearded men. I love fat men. Mind you, I'm marrying.
Bears.
Yes.
Mind you, I am marrying a man who weighs like 142 pounds. I love fat men and I love bearded men, but he is a skinny bearded man and I love that man more than I could ever tell you. But fat bearded men, woo, let me tell you. Mm. One of these days, I will have him fat. That is my goal in life, is to make him fat.
But y'all seen pictures of Gerald. He was like 102 pounds. He looks like a little, wet.
Yes.
He looked like he was 12 years
yes,
old.
Yes, I seen,
like
yes.
24. And now he's
would you like to talk about what you compare him to? Like what character?
I don't remember when I do that.
It's the same thing that you won as a prize at the con.
Oh, yeah. My husband is basically the doppelganger for the nerdy guy from the Breakfast Club. What is it? Michael Hall.
Yeah.
I watched that the other day.
Okay, you've seen pictures of Gerald.
Holy cow.
Have you? He does.
Gosh, he's so
my
cute.
He is basically the doppelganger from Breakfast Club era Anthony Michael Hall. And it is probably the hottest fucking
and
thing
I've
ever heard of.
And she won the pop vinyl figure at the Paragol Con for that character.
Yes, which was, and as soon as I left early and Sharon texted to me and told me what I want, I was like, I want a pop figure of my husband. This is the best. And Gerald has it on his desk at work.
Nice.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
And his biggest thing to wear to work is a green shirt and khaki pants.
Nice.
So, I mean, and I have been obsessed with Anthony Michael Hall since I don't know when. So when I met Gerald, I was like,
hey, Anthony. Gerald. I mean, Gerald.
And I'm obsessed with like anything Breakfast Club era.
Did you know that it comes on?
AMC.
Okay, well,
AMC
I watched it like what, a day ago, 2 days ago?
Yeah, it came on AMC or is it Turner Classic Movies?
AMC.
It's AMC.
Because
yeah.
I don't have Turner Classic, I have AMC. So
yeah, it comes on AMC.
Thank you, Fusion Media. You suck.
Or Blu-ray. But yeah, my husband looks exactly like a Breakfast Club era Anthony Michael Hall.
But it's super cute, though.
Oh, my gosh. If he ages like Anthony Michael Hall, I think I'll be happy about that.
We're like dreaming about, Gerald. Anthony Gerald. Kind of right.
Emilio Estevez from
it's kind of close, right? It's kind of close.
No.
Gerald No, I'm sure.
I'm big into like tall, geeky guys. That is my thing. Tall, skinny, geeky guys.
We all know what Sharon's into.
Who like big girls?
Jesse. Because she's Jesse's girl.
He's going to hate y'all forever.
It's okay. We still love him unconditionally because he is married to our BFF.
And he's our DD tonight.
Yes.
Safe drunk driving. Well, okay. Safe driving while intoxicated.
Okay, so we are all actually medical professionals. Nicole and I are nurses, and Katie is actually a nursing assistant on hiatus. She's not currently doing that job. But we just wanted to let you guys know, even though our name implies, of course, that we drink wine, and we do while we're recording, but we just want to encourage alcohol safety. Do not drink and drive. Make sure you have a DD if you're out. You can definitely drink too much. You can die from drinking too much.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a problem and you are drinking regularly and you try to stop suddenly, that actually can kill you. Amy Winehouse is a great example of that. She tried to quit on her own. She had seizures and died. That does actually happen in real life. Do not drink and drive. Even if the big thing is there's other people on the road, even if you're not concerned about what happens to you. My family may be on the road. I might be on the road. And it's a very, very selfish thing to do. Okay. So make sure you have someone out there. Be very responsible in whatever you're doing. Yes.
I know that last time that I was joking about, like, oh, what if you just drive to your backyard, like, from the vehicle? I just want to say that it is never okay to be intoxicated and get behind the vehicle, behind the wheel. It is never okay to have at least even one drink and get behind the wheel. If you have one drink, your judgment is impaired no matter what you think. You should always think about the other people on the road and about your life and about your, you know, family members that you have. Never put your life in danger. Never put anybody else's life at danger. We all, you know, may have a drink or two sitting here as we record, but we would never put our lives or anyone else's lives at danger.
We actually have a designated DD who's going to make sure every single one of us get home safely. So,
shout out to Jesse for that.
Yeah.
Woot woot. Sharon's husband.
Woot. Drove us all here and will take us back home.
He's the best.
Yep.
All right. So, just with that being said, we just want to make sure everybody is safe and never puts their lives at danger or anybody else's lives at danger, because you may not think that you've had one too many, but even one is too many, because you don't know, you know, what you could do after one.
And if you're hosting a party, please know that you have some responsibility in making sure that your guests are safe. Whether this mean that you take their keys or you closely monitor and make sure that they have a DD when they leave, you do have some responsibility when you're hosting the party.
Because that is true, because this one time at this one time I went to eat at Ruby Tuesdays, and the waiter decided to ask me after my second drink if I had a driver, and I said yes, and she said legally they are bound to ask me that, because if after my second drink, if I don't have a driver, they cannot serve me my third drink. I didn't know this, because they said that they had a person leave their restaurant at one time and had four drinks, left and killed somebody, had a wreck, killed somebody, and they were sued. I did not know this. I had no idea. So even if you have one drink, do not put yourself or anybody else's lives at danger. It is never worth it. Yes, we are called the Winos. We could be called the Dr. Pepperos or the Pepsios. It doesn't matter. Like,
I don't know if those quite have the same ring.
I know, but if we have
if
we have one drink, we are still at risk of putting someone else's life at danger. We all have children. We all have significant others to get home to. So we never want to put our lives or anyone else's lives at risk. And we just want to make sure that everybody knows it is never okay to drink and drive. It is never okay to put yourself or anybody else's life at risk.
Agreed.
So we will go on to the next topic now. We just wanted to make sure everybody knew that, yes, we joke and we laugh and we cut up here, but we just want everybody to make sure that safety is a big deal with us. I mean, you have two nurses and a nursing assistant here. We just want everybody to know that safety is a big part of our show.
I mean, take it very, very seriously.
I mean, it's our life. I mean, it's your life. You may end up in our care one day, and we don't ever want to have to, I mean, take care of you for a stupid reason. I'll take care of you for any reason, but if it's for like a drunken accident, I'm going to feel terrible, because I'm going to think, well, maybe if I would have stepped up and said this or that. So that's why I step up and say, please be careful. Do not drink and drive. One drink can impair your judgment. Do not do it.
Absolutely. Katie, did you have a topic you want to discuss?
Booze.
Just not kidding. Not necessarily booze, because I know that is very cliche. But tattoos.
Okay.
Okay. Katie, tell us about your new tattoo, please. I love it.
Okay, like I discussed on the recent TBK Live 90s show, which will probably maybe or maybe not come out before this one. I have a number of very unique but really awesome tattoos. On my right leg, I am currently trying to complete an Adult Swim leg piece from my hip down to my knee.
I don't know you.
And so far, I have the Bob's Burgers silhouette, which is Bob.
Badass.
Yeah, it's really awesome. It's probably one of my favorite tattoos, which was done by a guy with an artist named JT at Main Street Tattoos in Jonesboro, but I don't think he's there anymore. But I now have completed and is on my leg from Wednesday night is a Bobby Hill from King of the Hill.
It's badass. Badass, guys.
You can see a picture of it on Instagram at Kate Loves Wine, which is KateLovesWine.
Perfect advertising.
Right? That is actually, that's just my Instagram. It's not exactly advertising. But my artist is named Nicole, and she is at Black Arrow Tattoo in Jonesboro, Arkansas. And I have to give them a shout out because they are amazing. And they were at the con this year, and Nicole and Matt. Well, everybody in Black Arrow is really awesome. Nicole is my artist, though. And not the Nicole that's on the show.
Busta, hang on a second. I can't even color inside the lines. Girl, what are you talking about?
She has done 3 of my 9 tattoos, and she will be probably my artist for the rest of however she'll have me. But I hope she will be able to complete my Adult Swim leg piece, which will be amazing. But I currently have
Futurama.
Yeah, Futurama. I currently have an adult, I currently have what I just got on Wednesday is a King of the Hill tattoo that is of Bobby Hill's face, and it's in a heart shape, and it says, "I don't know you." That's my purse. I don't know you, and it is pretty fucking amazing.
Everybody, this is Nicole. Listen, if you have not seen this, please go to her Instagram and look at this, because she sent it to me. I begged her to get it on her right butt cheek. Begged, but she said no.
No.
Butt cheek. Hashtag butt cheek tattoos. They're super cute. Like, can't help it. Yeah. Love them.
No, but, I cannot get it on my butt
cheek. Okay, so she got on her leg, and I actually really love it. And I've never seen, like, I've seen, like, half of a King of the Hill, but I really like it. It's super cute. Like, but her Bob's Burger, mind you, I've never seen Bob's Burger until this week, and I text Katie and I text Sharon, and I said, "Hey guys, watching Bob's the Burger, and I loved it. It was cute. Like, they watch Narts.
It's the best.
They did Narts, right? Narts. Is it Narts that they played Narts?
Darts.
No, it wasn't darts. They didn't call it darts.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm pretty sure they called it Narts on Bob's Burger. We'll look it up. We're gonna Google it right now.
Okay. Anyway, yes, I have a Bob's Burgers tattoo. It is a silhouette of Bob's. Like, you can see his hair, Linda's hair in her glasses, Tina's hair in her glasses, Jean's hair, and then, of course, Louise's hair in her bunny ears. And then Bobby Hill is right under it.
But is this on Instagram, too?
Yes, it is also on Instagram. You'll probably have to fish through a lot of photos to get it. But
We need just tattooed photos, Katie.
Okay.
Because the Bob's
Burgers. I have this hashtag, which is hashtag Katie's latest ridiculous tattoo. Because
why is it ridiculous?
I have a number of tattoos that are very unique.
But I thought the trash panda was super cute.
All of my tattoos are really fucking amazing. No, but I make them ridiculous. What a normal person would probably think they're ridiculous. Like, I have a trash panda, which is what I call, of course, raccoons, because, you know, Linda Belcher called them trash pandas.
Hashtag my boss loves trash pandas.
Yes. But it is a Patronus. And if you love Harry Potter, you know you love Patronuses. But trash pandas are my Patronus. And so I have a trash panda Patronus tattoo, which is also done by Nicole at Black Arrow Tattoo. And it is amazing. And I got it done like 2 weeks ago. So I've gotten a number of tattoos this summer from July. No, yeah, from like July until now, I've gotten like 5 tattoos, and I think probably ranked would be Bob's Burgers, Bobby Hill, Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, and then As much as I love Trash Pandas, it would probably be
right at the bundle. I didn't see the Fallout Boy one.
You haven't seen my Fallout Boy
tattoo? Okay, so stand up and don't show me.
Okay, well, I can't drop trowel. Right now.
Is it on your butt?
No. you guys both know my Fallout Boy tattoo.
Can we please hashtag Katie get a butt tattoo, please?
Okay, I will get a bat tattoo.
Use the hashtag Katie get a butt tattoo and we'll make this happen.
If I get 50 hashtags of like 50 different people, I will get a butt tattoo. But it
K-A-T-I-E
get a
G-E-T-A-B-U-T-T and then tattoo.
T-A-T-T-O-O.
Okay, please, everybody, because I'll be number one.
Hey, guys, my Fallout Boy tattoo is on my left leg. I think Richard actually did some research.
Yeah, it's Narts.
Yes!
They were playing horse with the napkins in the trash can, and then turned it into darts, and Bob called it Narts.
Yeah, see, I did watch it. It's the very beginning.
Yes!
I'm so sorry.
Well, I've never seen Bob's Burgers, and the other day, I'm a very sheltered person.
You have plenty of time to catch up before the new season starts.
I'm a very sheltered person, and we were watching our new, because we have a new satellite system, hashtag Aichi Fusion Media. Still hate you. Anyways, and we were watching, and I just happened to scroll through there, and I seen the word Bob's Burgers. Mind you, I just met Katie, and I was like, hey, badass, she's a tattoo on her leg, I'm gonna watch it so I can get to know her more. And so it was Bob's Burgers, so I watched Bob's Burgers, and I was like, it's kind of like, it reminds me, I've seen like a half an episode of King of the Hill, maybe.
Yeah.
But I text you guys. I was like, hey, Narts, guys. Like, I was like, they're playing Narts, and nobody ever said anything back. Maybe I didn't know.
I think I'm a solid combination of every character that is in Bob's Burgers. But I'd like to give a shout out to John Roberts, who is the voice of Linda, who interacts with me regularly on Twitter at Full Pot of Coffee. That is actually my Twitter name, is Full Pot of Coffee.
I really like that, though.
Yeah, he is...
With creamer and sugar?
No, I actually made that name after I had drank a literal full pot of coffee one day and folded like 17 loads of laundry.
Listen, this is where I live at. Just kidding, I'm not going to give my address, but come over... Fold my laundry. I'll fix you coffee day.
I do not want to do that ever again. I don't think I've ever folded a load of laundry since then. A full pot of coffee. That is my Twitter name. At Full Pot of Coffee. One word. At Full Pot of Coffee.
Please. What is that? Is it?
Twitter.
Please Twitter her, guys. 50 at least, and tell her.
Give me 50 hashtags, tweet. And I will go get it.
Nicole is begging you. Nicole, listen. Nicole wants Katie to have a tattoo on her tush.
Let me ask you a question. If you get all 50 of them, will you let them pick it?
Can you get a pony? Please. I'm begging.
I can't get a big one.
A small, a tiny pony.
At most, it would be 3x3.
We're actually discussing getting a group tattoo anyway.
We are.
I feel like you need to let the people pick what they would go.
Okay, you can pick it, but please don't let it be anything like...
Oh, no, I'll sift through them.
Because I do have 4 children.
Please be inappropriate.
A very conservative job.
Please be inappropriate. Like,
please don't be too terribly inappropriate.
Just a pony, please, guys.
If there's,
nothing that's too detailed that can't be fit into the 3x3.
If there is 50, I'll put up the email address.
And you can send images, and I will approve. And if I approve your image, we will talk about it.
No approving. Nicole approves anyways. What is it?
That's it.
Come on, say it.
I'll give out the email address for the end of the show.
Please, guys.
Yeah, if you want to, you can tweet me at Full Pot of Coffee. That is on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram at Kate Loves Wine. I should probably make all my usernames the same, so this will be easier.
And just say a pony for Nicole.
Okay,
I love you guys.
I will more than happy get a pony and or unicorn tattooed on my ass.
Unicorn.
I'll get a unicorn tattooed on my ass any day, but it has to be less detailed within a 3x3. Because I can't do a big ass tattoo because this Bobby Hill went on the back of my knee a little bit, and although it was like really good. Like, I don't even feel it right now. It doesn't even feel like any of my other tattoos. It was killer when I got it done.
Hashtag I love Chris. P.S.
Oh, Sharona.
I love you, Sharona Pani. But hashtag I love Chris. from TBK Live because he got a freaking pony on his calf. Fuck. Yes. Please get a pony on your tush, Katie. I love you.
Okay, I could get a unicorn on my tush. I can get a pony on my tush.
Listen.
But like I said, keep it in with a 3x3 barrier.
I could do a 3x3 barrier.
I have to have an approver. Okay, my tattoo artist is at Nicole Slaw, which is NICKLOESLAW.
You're fine on size because I know Photoshop.
Okay.
Well, can we get a pony?
And if you follow me on Twitter or at me on Twitter, you can find her from the pictures that I have tweeted. But like, tag us in both of it. Let me see if she knows it. But yeah, we are working on a
pony.
We're gonna get
a bottle of wine, but. Katie's gonna get a pony. Katie, come on in. Let's do it. Ride it. My pony. You guys are welcome.
Funding for my next tattoo, and I will let you pick.
Shit, I will sit on the corner, Katie. If you get a pony on y'all tush, I will sit on the corner and work for a dollar, girl.
If you make enough money, honey, I will put that tush that tattoo all across my ass.
I can't get a tush tattoo because I'm scared of tattoos. Mind you, I have
two. Right. I was going to say you have some.
My last one on my foot felt like.
Because you got a foot tattoo.
It felt like the devil was trying to possess me.
I will scrape my foot tattoo off before I get it touched. It felt
like the devil, didn't it?
It is the fucking worst.
Okay. So
Ink Slingers in Jacksonville, North Carolina did mine, and it is horrible. Like, it doesn't look horrible. It just felt really fucking bad. Well, that's because you picked,
like, a spot that where the skin is super thin.
Oh, super thin. And Japanese hummingbird or something like that. But it goes across from, like, my toes up to, like, my ankle.
You have that?
Yeah, you have never seen it.
Well, we talked about our foot tattoos when first time we met. Listen, first time me and Katie met, we had, like, a formal sit down. Well, that's pretty. It's prettier than mine. Mine's a word. I let Hunter pick a word because I love him.
I get an ankle tattoo.
Anyways, I have a friend who got a Catholic rosary. She's not Catholic, but it is around her ankle onto her foot, and it's gorgeous. Like, I really.
She's not Catholic?
No.
No, I've got someone that I've seen very recently who has it.
Have you thought about that? Is gorgeous.
That's not something
that I want to do. Well, I'm not Catholic, but I get it on my other foot. Well, I mean, I'm like Baptist, Southern Baptist slash Catholic slash non-denominational slash, you know, who knows.
You've never even been in a Catholic church.
I have. Hey, take that back. Yes, I have.
You just went in the hall.
Can you hear me?
In the hall to eat spaghetti.
I've been in a Catholic something.
In the hall to eat spaghetti.
But I carry a blessed rosary every single day.
Yes, I know that. I gave that to
you. My best friend, Sharon, sitting right next to me because she's wonderful. I was raised Southern Baptist, and I was gave a Catholic blessed rosary. Handmade Catholic blessed rosary because she thought it would be the sweetest thing, and it was. I still have it. And I carry it every single day. And I'm not Catholic, but it is still the best thing that I've ever received. But I do go to a Catholic church every second Tuesday.
You go to the hall to eat spaghetti.
Okay, Sharon. I go to the hall.
That sounds wonderful. Why have I not been invited?
Listen, it's $5. You get a spaghetti plate. You get a drink, a dessert, and a salad every second Tuesday. You want to come, Richard?
I think I'm in.
Okay, then. I invite you. It's not my inviting to do, but I mean, it's every second Tuesday. You get $5 for all you can eat spaghetti, all you can eat salad.
I'm carb loading on Tuesdays.
Carb loading. There you go.
It's definitely worth the cost.
But it's for a good cause, and I'm a good cause kind of person. Like, I like good causes. I like charity. I like things like that. Like, it makes me smile. Kind of like Katie creeping back right now. Her sweet little face is so cute.
Okay, so we're going to move on to the next topic. I'm a part of a website that allows you to try things on Amazon at a discounted price as long as you give an honest review. And I normally start off searching for products by just picking like the option to look at the lowest priced items first. And so I was scrolling along that, and I found this super weird device. It is actually a male chastity device.
Oh my gosh. No.
Yes. It is horrible. It is. I have a picture of it. It is $2.70.
Yeah, wait, $2.70?
Yes, I showed it to Jesse. It is made of plastic, and it literally has a padlock on it.
It does. It does. She sent it to me, and my immediate response was this disgusted face Patrick Stump gif.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it was very unusual. So if anybody would like to try that, I can point you in the correct direction. It is literally $2.70.
Why the hell aren't we trying this for the other show? All right, yeah. All right, we're in.
Let's just combine the shows and be done with it.
It looks terribly uncomfortable. It looks very, very uncomfortable.
All chastity belts look uncomfortable.
This is like all made of plastic.
What kind of plastic? Are we talking like recyclable plastic?
It is cock-shaped plastic and it has a lock where you can't like undo it.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Take it off.
If anyone out there has ever gone to the gynecologist and seen a plastic speculum, it looks just like that almost.
It looks, yeah.
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 Yes, sir.
What the hell's a plastic speculum or whatever you
speculum?
Say? Yes, thank you.
It's a medical device. It kind of looks like a duck bill, and it allows us to see inside the vagina to do a pap smear.
It looks like a shoehorn.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it feels extremely awkward.
Yeah. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. And it doesn't make it better that your best friend is in the room either.
That doesn't help at all.
It might make it a little bit more awkward, but...
Oh, that's a metal one.
That's a metal one that for $5. More. You can upgrade for metal. $5.
You could get one that looks like a Cohen sink.
That one's like way worse than the one I saw. That one's metal. That one would be super cold too.
Shrinkage would not be a problem.
Let me see if I can find the picture of mine. Because I know a screenshot.
I don't know.
It.
Probably still in our group message. I'm putting food in my mouth. I'm real sorry about that, yeah.
If you can tell me what to look up, I'm trying to find it.
I have it right here.
Everyone is trying to Google this right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's actually
$2.49. I'm sorry. There's so many gifts this...
Here you guys go.
Oh, there, yeah.
I can't find it.
It's got a lot of details in it.
It looks super fun, doesn't it?
This is what I don't understand. Okay, I understand needing to hold a pee out of.
Right.
But for a chastity belt, how would this,
How would it prevent?
How would it prevent ejaculate?
Well, because you wouldn't even be able to sustain an erection. It would be incredibly painful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Look at
But...
Unless you had a small penis and you could fit in that. That is generous.
That would be a very small penis.
Hitler penis.
Hey, listen. I have seen a super small penis.
Micro penis?
Yes.
Have one that would comfortably fit in that is
I've got one. I've seen one that would fit in that with room to spare.
I have talked to my coworker about a super small penis, and she didn't believe me, and she was like, listen. Are you sure? I said, listen.
Micropenis.
Erect. It was probably the size of a biennial sausage.
Been there.
Oh my God. There's no hashtag for that.
I don't even count it.
They're done that. There's no done there.
Yeah,
like,
I don't count it.
There's no, which hashtag, that's not Hunter.
Yeah, hashtag doesn't know all I'm not
do you girl. Remember? Do you remember that wedding reception we went to where I supposed? Well, I did.
The one we talked about, like,
where we're,
on Boo Bite TBK's
first.
Episode 73. Yes.
Yeah. I talked about it, and I told everybody that Hunter had a nice penis.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I'm
yeah.
sorry, oh, Hunter.
I'm not sorry.
He was I so did. Mad at you.
When we got why? Out, because I told everybody there he had a wonderful penis.
Why is that? Because why would you be mad at somebody?
Because he wanted that is the ultimate compliment. He wanted to smack me around, but he didn't because he's...
Ultimate compliment.
Listen, he did smile inside, but when we got home... He was thinking about letting me sleep with the dogs because he was like...
Hashtag blessed.
I know. Can we say that? Hashtag Hunter, hashtag blessed.
Hashtag Gerald, hashtag Hunter, hashtag blessed.
Well, then that's a little too many. And like I said, friends don't let friends use too many hashtags.
Sharon, hates hashtag.
Fuck off of my hashtag,
listen,
Karen.
Listen, on the way here, I said, Sharon, I'm sorry, but I used 4 whole hashtags. And she was like... My article, and I know, but I use 4 whole hashtags.
Nothing wrong with hashtags. It gets your
hashtag. I said yes to the dress. Hashtag David's bridal. Hashtag 41 days. Hashtag I'm gonna
but
be
they
a
don't
dinner.
Work unless they're like. A hashtag that someone is already using.
Well, hashtag I'm gonna be a dinner.
Hashtag lay off my hashtag.
Hashtag.
But they have to be a
I like that hashtag,
topic.
Katie.
You need to look up Justin Timberlake, Jimmy Fallon hashtag, where they just specifically speak in like, hashtag, I can't believe that happened. Hashtag, that's so great. Hashtag, hashtag.
Hashtag, can we talk to Richard about this? Like, hashtag, can we have a whole episode where we use hashtags? Hashtag.
No. Okay, as much
episode.
As I love hashtags.
Katie? Hashtag Katie.
No,
hashtag,
we need to talk about
hashtag Katie gets a butt tattoo. We'll do it live from Black Arrow Tattoo.
Hashtag.
Nice. Hey, we need to talk about, instead of hashtags, about how Katie has been communicating with us for the last week and a half.
Yeah, probably.
Smoke signals?
Hang
no,
on.
No,
hang on. Hang on. GIFs?
Yes.
GIF. I had no clue. Like, I didn't want to sound dumb. I talked to Katie because, you know, Katie's like my new friend, so I want to sound intelligent. So it's called a GIF, GIF.
Yes,
it is.
It's little video clips, and she's been sending me pictures of videos of this Patrick Stump guy.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure.
Finger up.
Hang on, Fall Out Boy.
Yes.
Hashtag, I'm falling in love with this son of a gun.
Hashtag, man, back the fuck up.
Hashtag, let me have a moment. This man is fine.
Patrick Stump is too boy.
She sends these gifts.
Yes.
Gifts. Yep. That are GIFs.
They're GIFs, actually.
GIFs. Oh, fuck you. Okay. They are pronounced GIFs to me. Hashtag fuck you, Richard. It's GIFs.
Okay.
GIFs. Hashtag Ashley's on board.
Hashtag GIFs or whatever.
I'm doing my job as the stat guy. I'm sorry.
Hashtag this guy, Patrick Stump, is looking fine to me.
I don't think she's listened to any of the music that we've encouraged her to, but...
She sends these ones that are perfect. Like, I'll send, like, oh my gosh, this just happened. And she'll send these ones where, like, he's acting like he's, like, biting his lip. And I'm like, don't do that to me because his lip biting is mighty fine.
Oh, don't even get
listen,
me started.
Patrick yeah. Stump has a new fan who's probably never listened to like more than like 3 songs. But fuck, I would love that man down to the ground. Patrick Stump, hashtag let me do ya.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah. Patrick Stump is a gorgeous man who has the most perfect lip bite in the world. But Brendan Urie is a close second.
No, his lip bite is beautiful.
Hashtag, I wish Jonesboro had a Hooters.
Oh, no. Hashtag, I'd rather not get food poisoning.
That's not my problem right now. Think about it.
Okay, no.
What's the meal? What's the newer version of Hooters?
The Chippendale?
It's just a restaurant, dear.
Chippendale.
No.
It's just a restaurant.
Listen.
Just a restaurant.
There is no female version.
Listen,
of
I need a Hooters. Chippendales that serves like dick and balls. Like
dick and balls.
Like cheddar balls and bats. Hey, that one place offers cheddar balls and cheese stick, which is it's called
is cheddar balls,
which is it's balls,
like, it's
cheese
like
balls,
fried cheese.
Deep-fried
no,
cheese.
I'm saying I know what cheddar balls are. I'm asking what place offers them because we need to go right fucking meow.
What is that place? Listen, Sharon, Katie.
Listen, everybody, listen.
The only place I know offers deep fried cheese is Munchies, and they have deep fried hot cheese.
I've never been there. The place on Stadium that's down from Sonic by Ride Out.
Cheddar's?
Nope. It's down the other way. Like, you're going the wrong direction. Other direction. It's a fish place.
Zaxby's? No, Murdoch's.
Okay, Murdoch's, they used to have a place where you could get cheddar bites or balls and bats or something like that. And it was cheddar bites and mozzarella sticks. So balls and bats.
I don't know, but I don't balls, like fish, so I wouldn't go in there.
It's not.
What?
Hashtag. No, fish is gross.
Well, I don't bash places because that's rude. But
I didn't bash the place. I'm just bashing
I'm not either because it's rude, but the cheddar balls and the bats. Well, you know, it's balls and penises.
Okay, so I want to talk about the first time you ever went to Hooters.
Oh, God.
Okay,
no.
So we... Yes,
you
have been.
Hashtag I've been to Hooters.
We went to Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee to celebrate Nicole passing her state board license.
I'm a nurse.
NCLEX.
I passed my NCLEX. High five.
And so we went to celebrate, and
I got a video of Hunter playing with my tush. I puked outside, and Sharon was sitting next to me, and she loved me no matter what.
My feet got super dirty from walking around barefoot in like some little courtyard area.
I did that.
Sharon wore heels, mind you. I took heels with me, but I was like, I can't wear these things.
Yeah, because I wore mine all night. I took them off while we were in the courtyard, but that was about it.
Sharon wore them with like class and ease. Me, I'm like, what the hell am I doing? Like, I wore like some flats because I'm super like uncoordinated. Like, for my wedding, I have no shoes. I'm going barefooted. Hashtag.
I don't give a damn. Yeah, you're barefoot. They
are.
They're cute.
They were handmade from Turkey. Mm-hmm. From Turkey.
They're super cute.
Thank you. I'm glad you.
So at the end of the Beale Street night,
I went to Hooters for my first time.
But the thing is, she fought us the entire way. She did not want to eat there. She did not want to eat at a place that treated women that way.
Because
she absolutely refused. And the whole way, me and Hunter were like, it's just food, Nicole. Goodness. It is just food. Like, we are in desperate need of food. And they're the only place in the area that are open at like 2 a.m.
And if my wife and my husband want to go, I'm going to go.
That's how we're going to be at Friday.
I still have a video of like Sharon talking to my friend. Hashtag, I can't say her name. Gina. Gina.
Yes.
We're going to say Gina. Hashtag Gina. Not her name, Gina. Sharon and Gina are talking in the video. I have a video of that. I have a video of Hunter talking, of Hunter playing with my tush in the video. Hunter said, I don't remember doing that.
Where are we at, Coyote Ugly, by that point?
We're actually at Hooters by this point.
Oh, okay.
Listen, there is a pregnant girl in the middle of Hooters. She works. No. She works there. And I'm like, mind you, I worked in OB for 2 years, or a year and a half, 2 years. And I said, can I hold your belly? And she said, yes. And I said, okay, we'll take this picture. So I'm like holding her precious little belly.
She ended up having her picture taken with the entire crew.
Because they love me. Because I'm such a wonderful person. I'm a likable person. My face is likable. My smile is likable. I mean, Katie liked me at the beginning. I mean,
I like you a whole bunch.
She still likes
me. So, moral of the story is Nicole left absolutely loving Hooters and all the girls that work there.
Well, I still have a video. Hashtag Memphis Hooters. Woo-woo. Go see them, girls.
Hashtag Pride's going to be two of them.
Hashtag let's go to Memphis. Hashtag Beale Street. Hashtag don't go there because...
Hashtag don't get shot.
Hashtag unless you're concealed to carry, don't go there.
Hashtag not after dark.
But my first time going to Hooters was pretty awesome. We had fried pickles. It was pretty good, but you know.
They got chili cheese fries or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I wish I could show you guys the video of Hunter. He was so preciously drunk, and he was playing with my backside, and he had no clue I was videoing him. So, like, he's talking crap to me the whole entire time, which he does quite often. He's, like, smacking, like, he's like, hitting and poking my tush, and I'm like, you know I'm videoing you. And he's like, no, I really have no clue. And I'm like, okay, well, keep doing it because I'm videoing you. Then I have a video of, like, and Sharon has no clue that I'm videoing her, but, like,
no. I still didn't know. This is the first time I found out there's a video.
I have a video of you. I could show you after recording, but mind you, I'm like nauseous, like dry heaving at a club, and Sharon's like, "You're okay. Like, you're doing fine. You're doing great. Keep going. You got this." I was like, all I do
She's
is dry.
She's the perfect cheerleader.
I know. Like,
way to peer pressure.
I think I'm also pretty drunk by this point.
You got this. You got it. So go. You got it. So go. You got it. So go. Keep drinking. Keep drinking. Keep dancing. Keep drinking.
She also, like, anybody that would walk by us, she would introduce us. She'd be like, "This is my future husband. And this is my wife."
Exactly.
So many weird looks.
And people look at me. Well, listen, the first time that I ever went to Beale Street, ever, I went with my fiance, which I'm going to marry in 21 days. Anyways, we went to Beale Street and we decided to stay because we were staying with somebody. But anyways, we stayed, and apparently when we were going back to our hotel room, I met a homeless man, which I thought would be nice to be like, "Oh, look, honey, a homeless man."
You can't be
and
nice.
I was going to hug him, and Heather was like, "No, don't do that. Like, don't. Come this way, Nicole. Come on."
No,
come.
No.
And I'm like, no, honey. Let me hug him. He's homeless. And Hunter's like, no, sweetheart. Let's not do that.
You feel the urge to be nice to them, but you can't.
I have a guy's heart, though. It bothers me.
I know.
I want to buy them chicken strips and french fries.
Okay.
And a Pepsi.
2007. It was like very end of September 2007. Me and my friend Robbie were in Memphis for the Fall Out Boy concert at Mud Island, and we were walking to Rendezvous, which is this restaurant that is literally the entrance is in an alleyway, and this homeless man walked up to us and gave us the story about
how bad?
I feel bad about it now, but I also know that I'm very proud of myself for not being very gullible and stupid back then. He told us that his
Katrina?
Girlfriend
was a Katrina victim.
It was the not Katrina a Katrina victim. Katrina was like a year before that. Katrina happened when I was a senior in high school. But he walked up to us and told us that his girlfriend was in the alley giving birth, and she was 10 centimeters dilated, and he needed money for something, and he had like
$62.37, and that's not for four beer. That is not for four beer,
and
I promise.
Literally, my
and a shot of tequila.
Robbie, my friend Robbie, who is a gay man, and I love him so much. He calls me his Southern Kathy Griffin, and I love him so much. I miss you, Robbie. He looked at him and goes, "How do you know she's 10 centimeters dilated? Do you have experience in obstetrician?"
I'm gonna know how to check my own cervix.
Well, you would be surprised at how many people like
ask
say
you how
that
to check your own cervix.
I have four babies and a some medical back, and I have still would not even begin to be able to check
and
my
yet
own cervix.
And you would be very surprised at how many phone calls I receive where patients are like,
"I'm like 10 centimeters dilated."
Yeah, or like, you know, I'm starting to thin out, I'm 2 centimeters, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, go to the hospital.
Listen, I loved my nurse when I was a patient. When I was pregnant. Loved her unconditionally. But I'm pretty sure I would have never asked her, "Hey, can you tell me how to check my cervix?" Or I would have never asked her to check my cervix in general. Like, I loved my nurse. Good person.
Yeah.
Wonderful
great
person.
Great dimples.
Yes.
Great.
But I would have never asked her because that is not her job.
How's my cervix feel while you're in there?
Hey, exactly. Hey, honey, listen. I'm going to need you to do that thing tonight, but I want to check my cervix while you're at it.
Yeah. Listen, Nicole and I are pretty close to Sharon.
Let me tell you.
As close as you possibly can be.
Yes, but I'm pretty sure I would have never asked my OB nurse to check my cervix because I'm pretty sure she wouldn't have felt comfortable. Now, when I went to labor and delivery, different story, checked me all day long.
Yeah.
OB nurse, probably like, don't check your own cervix.
No.
Not recommended. Go to a doctor. Don't wait till you're 35 weeks too. Okay? Not recommended.
No.
And next topic is...
Okay, so I want to talk about some books that I've read. I know we've mentioned them before on TBK,
But why are you looking at me that way?
Because I don't read books, but I read one book that you gave me.
Neither.
Sharon gave me a book one time when we're, I mean, when I worked. When
I've been working on The Lovely Bones since 2010.
No! I still have the American Sniper sitting on my printer at home.
Not the American Sniper. Okay.
But Sharon gave me a book and I read it.
I don't even know what it was now.
The Cat in the Hat.
I will kill you. Not really. Don't.
It wasn't that awful.
Hey, Ashley, if he comes up dead, do not come find me. I do not live at blank, 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 blank. Don't come find me.
It wasn't that awful.
I love
awful,
you.
Awful.
You don't know blank,
blank, blank. Yes. Listen. It wasn't listen. That awful book. I like smut. I like porn. Oh, wait, I like sex stuff.
This is a whole other conversation. Kind of shit.
Yes.
It is.
She
it
gave is. Me okay, the book.
This is something else we need to talk about. Okay.
Porn or
no
smut.
50 Shades of Grey.
It sucks. Yeah. I need
that. Is actually what I gave her. Okay, so I read these books because everyone else was reading it. I was just really very curious. The first book is horrific.
It is.
The second book was a little better, and I'm like, okay, maybe we're getting somewhere. Like, the storyline is improving. Then the third book is even worse.
It is pretty shit.
It is
pretty
terrible.
I read 1, 2. Pretty fast. Like, listen. Kind of. Let's just put this out there. I'm not a reader. Awful. I was never like, we all know this. I told you this in my biography or whatever it's called. I'm not like the nerd type. I'm learning. I love it.
I don't think these books are necessarily geared towards.
Hang on a second.
Specifically near nerd type.
I don't like to read because I can't read to myself and tell you what I read. I have to read out loud because I am dyslexic, ADHD, all the above. So to read something, I have to read out loud, but I read the first book of
50 Shades of Grey.
Yes.
Which is called 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, that's pretty nice. Mind you, I was pregnant. So I was like, oh, that's the only action I got when I was pregnant. Hashtag fuck you, Hunter. I love you, but fuck you. So I read that and I was like, wow, that's pretty nice. So
you know, your husband does listen to this podcast.
I know.
He's your husband.
I know. So I know. So and I he knows how I feel about this. I read the first book. You gave me the first or the second?
I think it was the first because I think that's the only one I bought.
Sharon gave me the first book and I read it and I was like, oh, well, I need the second book. So I went to Hastings, I believe, and bought the second one because I had to have it immediately.
Going out of business.
I know. So I read it immediately. And then I went and bought the third book, and after I read the first, like, probably 3 chapters, I was like, this really sucks. And I still have
it was really bad.
Well, I still have the third. I still have the third book, and I still am like, and listen, I don't read because, I just told you, I'm dyslexic, and I can't read to myself. I have to read out loud to understand what I'm talking about. So,
and you probably don't want to be reading
that. No,
in front of
you
your
do
children.
Not want to be reading out loud as he placed his hand upon her bosom and undid her bra and slid his hand across her nipple. Anyways, you don't read that in front of your kids. So, I mean, because, you know, of course, my kids are saying, what does buzzle mean? mama, nipple. That's my 3-year-old. He's saying nipple because he loves the word
Louise.
Nipple.
My kid says like, Louise when you name my Bob's Burgers characters. He calls it boobies.
Well, my kid still loves boobies, and he's 3, and he's a boy, and he's like his father. He loves boobies.
Now, I think I told you this before, that those books are actually fan fiction.
Well, they're supposed to be coming out with these. So I've read the books.
Yeah.
I read the books, 1, 2, have 3.
But see, these were actually originally released online as fan fiction. It was Twilight fan fiction.
Right. And then
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Yeah, it's serious.
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
If you think about it, you can actually draw the connections between them. You can see it.
Well, I think me and you talked about Twilight together.
Yeah, you can actually see the connections.
And Stephanie Meyer will rip her a new a-hole. Yeah. Every time she talks.
Well, and so once upon a time, you could have read these stories for free online. Then she got it published. And the sad thing is, she's a terrible author.
Well, me talks about this.
She is a terrible
author.
Well,
I didn't enjoy the books because they were not what I expected to be. Mind you, I've never read books. I don't like books because I like cassette tapes who read to me. And that's
you could have got that on
that's like, just because I can't read to myself and know what I read. And so I read 1 and 2. Got to 3, sucked ass.
It did. It was
so bad. I watched the movie and I was like,
No, this is a horrible, horrible
Sharon,
casting.
Sharon has always told me from day one that books should never... Movies should ever be made off books.
Well, you should always read the books first, and the movies are always going to be
worse.
Well,
see, I'd always heard
this
that.
This is the one case it's not that true.
Well, no. The movie wasn't as good as what I thought it would
no,
be.
No, the movie's horrific.
I
no,
bet. No. It was
the
not...
movie's better than the book.
Well, I didn't think it...
I think they're no, both equally
either,
bad.
Equally both suck major assholes.
And I was wanting, like, porn, like, hardcore...
I know Ashley likes the movie. Mm-hmm.
Just watch porn.
You like the movie, don't you? No, you didn't?
No.
Okay.
Hashtag just kidding.
Sorry.
Can we use hashtags, please?
And, you know, when... You remember when hashtag. one of the questions was our least favorite movies?
Yeah.
And I said it would probably be a horror movie because I don't like them. It's not true.
Mine's not that nice.
Let's
no,
read
paperback.
A segment
Chris
from
has,
it.
Chris has a hardback book.
And what it says is it's written like an adult version of C-Spot Run.
Yeah.
Listen,
it's horrible.
Listen, this is what I expected. I watch... Sorry, Mom. We watch porn. And so... Well,
so you figured it would
so
be like
I don't
that?
Do it?
I was wanting like smut. Like hardcore smut.
No, this like movie was the most awkward thing ever.
Where I get like...
No, shut the fuck up.
I want
signed by her? Laters, baby. Oh, bro. My God. I had an order for a decal asshole. For that one
was
time.
That,
and I was like, I'm not fucking making that. That's so sad.
Was that
I
on all
touch,
the hardcovers?
I want to touch myself when I
you had
I can't help it.
By her, right?
I want it signed by that hot ass guy in the movie. God,
oh no!
I would lick his face from one cheek to the next.
They almost had the guy from
Sons of Anarchy. Fuck Sons of yes! Anarchy. I would have watched that movie. Let me tell you, if Charlie Human or Human or whatever
Charlie Human.
Oh.
All right, let me just go ahead and say this. If you're going to watch any of these movies, that's the movie to go with. Secretary is a much better story than Fifty Shades of Grey.
That's what I've heard, but I haven't ever seen
it.
Just
give me Red Tube.
I don't have Blu-ray. Can you watch on DVD?
You don't have Blu-ray? Do you have a PlayStation 4?
We don't do PlayStation. We don't do games in my house.
Oh, fuck.
It's not allowed in my household. Because I'm not competing with the game.
We're never going to...
I will punch him in his asshole before he wants to do a game. Now... I'm trying to buy my kids games, though.
Okay, so...
You have been asking.
On the question that we were asked previously on what's the worst movie, it is either a tie between 50 Shades of Grey or either of the Magic Mike movies.
Oh, no.
Okay, so why is it weird that I find Magic Mike...
What is that?
Please tell
Caligula.
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 Please tell me why everybody thought it was weird that I thought Magic Mike was not very fun.
Jump.
There's no story.
It was not fun.
There is no story.
I didn't watch Magic Mike 2 because I thought Magic Mike 1. Listen, I'm holding up my middle finger because Magic Mike 1 sucked ass.
I agree.
Channing Tatum
is so hot.
He's hot.
But his life is like a wet fucking blanket.
Channing Tatum is hot, but that movie fucking sucks.
Well,
so number two,
so
man.
So
I don't give a fuck that you used to make furniture Channing Tatum take your shirt off.
It's so weird. Like it started a story in the beginning, and then you completely forget about that story until like the very last like 5 seconds. It's like, oh, wait, the girl is still here.
I'm gonna hold my hand up for this one because this is worth it. I have a video, and I wish I could show it to you guys, because my sweet little sexy man, I love you, Hunter, the other day, he was watching on the day I sent you guys the same video, he was watching this, you're going to enjoy this because you love Backstreet Boys, he was watching this video on Facebook where the Backstreet Boys song was playing, and the character from Magic Mike 2 is trying to make the girl smile. And he's
the worst part of that movie ever.
Hang on. Hang on, guys. Listen. I videoed Hunter watching this. And mind you, we're sitting outside, and my phone is playing to the speaker outside. So the whole entire time I'm videoing, he has no idea. So as soon as it goes off, I hit play. And it plays, and he's watching the video, and he's like looking at me like a death stare, and I'm like,
Bam, caught you watching Backstreet Boys. Let's do it. Hunter, straight pony.
What the fuck? That's not.
That's my version.
It's not mine.
Yeah, right. But I really thought that The Few Shades of Grey would be a really good movie until I watched
it. Why? The books were terrible.
Well, I was just hoping it would be some fun movie, and it sucked. So I was
As soon as my mother-in-law told me that she had read the books, I was like, nope.
I don't care how hot Channing Tatum is. It's not a good... The first movie sucked. So why would the second movie be any better?
They were both
horrible. I don't know. I think the second one was maybe a smidge better. Because at least they had a goal in
it. So you watched second movie?
At least you didn't have to see it in the theater.
Oh, what? You watched it? You Richard watching the theater.
Well, I just watched it on HBO.
Well, I'm going to need to know how... Richard, how'd you feel about the second one? Like, first or second, which one do you think was better? Richard.
If I had my choice, I'm choosing the second one.
Okay.
Yeah, so at least there was a goal to that one, right?
What's the goal?
Well, they were their journey to the...
To get the group back together.
Okay, so...
Joe Mangiello. No. I don't know how to say his name, but you were so...
Mangiello.
What? I don't give a shit. No. Mangiello.
Katie's version was way better.
The goal in the second one is to make it to, like, this big, like, stripper convention.
Strippercon.
But you are beautiful. You are a beautiful man.
Strippercon.
It's like a stripper convention. Do they have that?
I have no idea.
They do in Vegas.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Who can invite me?
Can I go?
I can go, Katie?
I don't know. Ask him.
Who? Ask who?
There are stripper conventions, I think, popping up all over.
I could be a stripper. No, just kidding. I don't have the body for that shit. But, I mean, I like nursing, so. Hashtag, I'm a nurse. Hashtag, I don't give a shit. Hashtag, I like my job. I mean, I love being a nurse. I love caring for people. I love doing my job. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, so can I get back to my original point? So, can I get back to my original point?
There was a point.
Yeah, there was a point.
Hashtag, I'm sorry.
It's okay. So, we've already talked about this author on TBK, but her name is Kendra Souter. And I promised her that I would mention one of her series on here. So, Kendra is an excellent author, and she decided that she wanted to create her own publishing company. So she can publish not only her own novels, but others as well. And so one of the series that she wrote was the Miss Hyde novellas. Novellas are very small books. So
see, I can do small. I really am underdiagnosed ADHD and underdiagnosed dyslexia.
I don't think you would like these books, though.
Oh, never mind.
Because they're kind of bloody. But there's also sex in it.
Ooh, I like sex. I like smut. I can't help it. I like smut.
It is a paranormal erotic book, is what Kendra had told me.
Can you read to me? Listen.
You want me to read them to you?
What's her name?
Kendra Souter.
Hashtag Kendra Souter. Hashtag.
Her husband comments on like every, like.
Yeah. I have her on Facebook.
his name is Ed.
His name is Ed.
Hashtag Ed. Really Ed. Hashtag.
They're both
please
really, really
make
nice
Sharon
people.
Read to me a chapter every night.
Ed helps to manage their publishing company, which is called the Burning Willow Press.
I didn't know who
they're
he
both,
was.
Yes, yeah. It's Ed. It's Ed. It is Ed, and they're
listen,
both really
I'm giving
sweet
you a peace
people.
Sound because I love peace.
Yeah, they're both super sweet
and
people.
And so the set of books I'm going to talk about real fast is the Miss Hyde novellas.
Sharon should read to me every night, right? Who agrees with me? Hang on a second. Richard?
Voice is very calm.
Richard? Say yes. Richard says yes.
Katie
says yes.
They're not very long. So
sure,
I think you can get through them.
You can. I can't read to me and know what me means. You should read me a chapter every night. Jesse won't care. Jesse loves me because I'm your wife. Does Jesse agree? Sugar say
he looks very skeptical about
he
this.
He says yes.
So anyway, these books are based loosely on the Mr. Jekyll Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, except that it's not quite right. This is kind of an inherited trait, and it's a woman that is struggling with this. So she is trying very hard to keep her Miss Hyde portion under control. And Miss Hyde likes to bring men home.
Oh.
And then they don't ever leave.
Oh.
Oh no, this
where do they live at?
Huh?
Where do they stay?
Well, they don't ever leave her room because she has a special room.
Like the 50 Shades of Grey.
No. not
that kind of special room.
That kind of room. One that has
like a Sweeney Todd kind of thing.
Yes.
Oh, that's killer. She kills him. And she stabs him.
Well, we don't want to give everything away.
I want to stab Hunter, but I love him.
Because we want people to read these books.
Hashtag read her books. Hashtag or I will find you.
So there's,
just kidding.
There's no, really, three of them out in the series so far. The first one is called Hello, My Name Is.
Do you have it?
Yes.
Can I read it?
Yes.
I'm going to read it.
The second one is called Painkiller. And
you have it?
Yes.
I'm going to
read it. And yeah. The third one is called Big Bad Wolf. There is another one coming out shortly. I have been promised that I will be allowed to read it very, very soon. The third one, I'll tell you that. Hold on a second.
I'm going to raise my hand up.
I was actually reading it in the car on the way to St. Louis. And I was reading the very last part of it. And I was so surprised at how it ended because she is so excellent at leaving cliffhangers that I actually slammed down the book and I was like, crap. And Jesse asked me, he's like, what's wrong? And I was like, she just built a whole freaking story around a story and now I have to wait until the stupid next book comes out and I just want to read this next one. And I automatically text Ed because I have his number. We exchanged numbers after the con. And I was like, I need to read this next book. And he's like, just hold on. Like, it's my job to edit them. And I promise you'll get to read it as soon as it comes out. So, Ed, if you are listening, which I figure you will be.
Yeah.
I need you to, hurry up and edit this book because I really want to read the fourth novella.
They're really good. And if you want to follow them at Twitter, it's @burning_willow.
These books are available on Amazon. You can actually get them for very affordable on ebook. I know at least two of them are available in actual book form. I think only Hello, My Name is the only one that's only available in ebook form.
Okay, so Ed, I'm going to need you to hashtag this shit, please. Okay? Hashtag read to Nicole. Hashtag please, because she had literally, listen guys, all seriousness aside, I have dyslexia, and I have that reading disorder where you can't read to yourself and understand what you read. No, I'm serious.
Poor comprehension?
I do have that. All jokes aside, I'm not laughing. I have that, and I can't read to myself and know what I read. I have to read it aloud or have to have someone read it to me. So I think Sharon should be able to call me for every night, or at least every night, and read me one chapter. How many chapters per book?
I don't know. I didn't count them.
That's
true. But it's not a very long book.
Okay. So you should read. So Sharon should call me and read me a chapter or at least half a chapter. Jesse, do you object?
I could do a chapter or not.
But Sharon's voice is so soothing, though.
It really is.
So, okay. Listen.
I have an idea. Why don't we just record you reading the entire book?
Listen. Even if Sharon doesn't want to call me every night.
I think we'd have to ask Kendra for permission.
Sharon read me a chapter one night. Second night, Katie can read me a chapter. Third night,
I'm not
Richard. But I can't read a book and comprehend. Listen, for real. I have that problem where you can't read a book and know what you read. I have to read it aloud. So if someone reads to me, I can tell you what you read.
Well, I'll help you out.
Okay, then.
Kendra also has...
Is it porn?
No.
It is
scary.
Not porn. It
scary.
Is not porn. It's very thought out through.
Well, I like that,
there's
though.
Some sex in it.
Yeah, there's some sex in it.
Kendra says it has enough...
To keep me hanging?
Yes.
Well.
To give you that extra tingly feeling.
But Kendra also has some other really good books out. She has a total of 7 books altogether. There's 3 of them that unfortunately I have not had a chance to read. But I do have them, so I'm going to get on that as soon as possible.
Well, then give me book number one, and I'll read.
I've read all of the novellas.
Well, I'll start reading the novellas myself and see how far I get and see if I can understand them as I read them.
She also has another book that I have finished reading, which is called The Harvested, and it is excellent.
What's it about?
I have been wanting to read
that. Well, you may borrow it. It is
excellent. It is not just an adult book. It's kind of a young adult slash adult book, but it's absolutely excellent. It was not published by their personal publishing company,
which is Burning Willow Press.
Yes, Burning Willow Press. But it is an excellent, excellent book, and there should be another one coming out in that series very shortly as well.
Well, I'll borrow the first book, and I'll read it, and I'll tell you guys. Oh, I'll try to read it. Let me just put it like that.
Well, because it's a novella, it means it's kind of a small book.
Well, then I can read that.
I've been wanting. I've been seeing her previous one. I've been wanting to read it.
Brie has the novella.
Who?
Jane the Virgin.
Well, that's a different. Novella. That's a telenovela.
Oh, telenovela.
And that's a different.
It's a TV novella.
Yeah, that's made in.
Guys,
like,
I'm learning this.
Telenovelas are like Mexican soap operas,
and they're wonderful.
And but Jane the Virgin is made in that style.
Okay, well, so when can I get this book from you?
Next time I see you, I'll bring you all three.
Next time she sees me, like it's gonna be 5 years from now.
We do this podcast together.
I tried to force myself upon her. Like, I tried to make her see me more often than what she probably wants. So, listen, I may have a shirt for you, so when can I meet you for this book? I think it makes me smart. Like, I'm not the nerdy type, so I feel like reading makes me nerdy, so I feel smarter. I'm like, yes, I can be a nerd. I can read a book. But me, I'm like, let me drink some wine. I'll be okay. So, I'm Kendra. Souder. I'm going to read your book starting this week if Sharon will give me your book. What's it called? A novella?
It's the Miss Hyde Novellas.
Miss Hyde Novella. I'm going to start your book at whatever, Kendra Souder, something, blah, blah.
If you want to know more about Ed and Kendra Souder, check out the interview that TVK Live did, episode number 72.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, I'm going to watch.
It's on the TBK podcast.
It's the podcast.
Okay. Go to TBK Live. Listen to this podcast to Ed and Kendra. Yes. I did listen to it. They're so cute.
And then check out their Facebook page, Burning Willow Press.
Her voice is so pretty. I lied. Yes. Hashtag I lied. Her voice is so pretty. I'm just kidding.
They are married to each other. And I didn't know they were married.
Yeah, they're extremely.
Probably adorable. Hashtag their last names are
Sour. Their last names are Sour. Souder. Sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry, Kendra. I'm so sorry. But they are extremely adorable.
And hate mail.
Hate mail. Don't send hate mail, please.
Sweetest people.
If you do send it to Katie, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. If you do, I will find you.
If you send it to me, I will respond, fuck you guys, @gmail.com.
Amen.
They're both super, super kind and intelligent people. Really.
I'm trying to be intelligent. I'm just like
you are super smart.
I didn't say that as an insult. Hang on.
I'm the quiet. I'm the more like I don't want to. I don't know. I guess. Please don't take this offensively, anybody. Hashtag don't take offensively. I always thought that like being like the nerd was a bad thing, or being like intelligent was a bad thing. So I always pushed that backwards, and I always thought. Being like the sportsy type or the athletic type or the not nerdy type was better. But now that I'm older, I'm like, oh wow, like the nerdy type is more inspiring to me. Like I do like being the more nerdy type, but I guess like it's
because nerd culture has taken
embrace
over.
I know it's so hot right now.
But it makes me happier. Like, but I always felt like it was like the more, I don't know, like, I guess the frowned upon, but now I'm like, wow, well, maybe I am the nerdy type because I do like those things and I am like, I do smile.
Who gives a fuck what anybody thinks about you?
But now that like all the things that I guess were hashtag nerdy, I'm like, oh, well, I like those things. So does that make me a nerd? Like.
It makes you you.
Makes me, and I love being me, as we said.
I think we have time for one last quick, short topic before we end the show.
Which one is it? Can we pick?
Oh, I have the best thing. Which one is it? Can I pick? Oh
yeah.
It's gonna be Dimples.
I think Nicole and I can agree on the exact same subject of whose dimples we like the most.
Sharon's dimples are the cute.
Sharon's dimples.
Can we please, please hashtag Sharon's dimples.
Hashtag Sharon dimples. If you want to see them, hashtag Sharon's
please,
dimples.
Please, if
and
we
they're
get.
They're not butt dimples
if,
either.
No. If, but if they were butt dimples, we would definitely like show those. But I'm just kidding. Hashtag just kidding. Just kidding, Jesse. Just kidding.
They would still be equally as cute. But no, we're talking about her incredibly adorable face dimples.
So, if we can get 100 hashtag Sharon's dimples, we will show those bad boys, and they are so precious.
You could just go on my Facebook page. Well,
or you can check the profile photo on the website.
Yeah, you can look, at
listen,
TPK.
I have a fake, it is fake, I can, like, force it on my on my left side. I force my left my left cheek to dimple, and it's not a dimple.
I have butt dimples. I was attacked by a pit bull when I was like 7 years old.
Are you afraid of them?
No, I actually love pit bulls now. They are amazing.
I have a pit bull.
They're the sweetest freaking dogs I've ever met in my life.
So we're going to do hashtag Sharon's dimples for 100 for 100 times, and we're going to do Sharon's pretty little face because dimples are the cutest things.
Sharon is very, very cute.
Her face is, like, the cutest thing in the world because her dimples.
Yes.
Hashtag, I'm jealous of Jesse's girl.
Hashtag, I want Jesse's girl, too.
Hashtag, it's not fair, Jesse.
Hashtag, Nicole and I are lesbians.
Hashtag, we love Sharon.
Hashtag, friends don't let friends use too many hashtags.
Hashtag, Sharon hates
dimples. Hashtag, Sharon.
Hashtag, Sharon hates dimples.
If you're playing the drinking game to hashtags, I'm sorry you're dead from alcohol poisoning.
Can we do a
hashtag? We're dead too.
Hashtag slash hashtag.
Okay, so Katie, you want to tell everyone where they can follow you?
I am on Instagram at, like I've said before, at Kate, K-A-T-E. Loves, L-O-V-E-S, wine, W-I-N-E. And at Twitter, at Full Pot of Coffee. So F-U-L-L-P-O-T-O-F-C-O-F-F-E-E. Full Pot of Coffee. Please don't judge me. I tweet. I basically keep my Twitter just to tweet to celebrities that I like because they tend to interact with me.
I do,
on
really.
Twitter. And I appreciate it a hell of a lot of the attention that I get on Twitter. Like this week I had the voice of Bobby Hill. She tweeted to me. Her name is Pamela, and she was really awesome. She was also on Louis, so you should check that out with Louis C.K. And I also interact with John Roberts, which is the voice of Linda Belcher, pretty regularly. And I've also interacted with
if you say Patrick Stump, I will cut you.
Fuck no. Patrick Stump hasn't been on Twitter since February of 2015.
You're right.
Hashtag not a stalker.
Well, I'm not a stalker.
You're correct.
But
I went and checked.
But some fucking...
It tells you
some fucking... No, some fucking piece of shit. I'm really fucking passionate about this. Some fucking piece of shit so-called Fall Out Boy fans gave him a ton of shit at his shows when he went through his solo album career, and they wanted him to play Fall Out Boy songs, but he strictly wanted to stick to his solo album, and they gave him a ton of shit about it, which was really fucked up, and they harassed him crazily on social media. So he hasn't been on social media since like February of more than a year ago,
which is a shame because he's super adorable on
and he's
social
point
media.
Me to these super, fans because he's super cute.
He is super great. With
where's
his
these fans.
Fans
at?
Every single member of Fall Out Boy has been amazing to their fans, and I'm sorry, I'm really passionate about this. You, I might think I'm crazy or think that I'm like just really stupid, but I have a very, very deep connection with Fall Out Boy, and all of you can suck my cock if you think that it's stupid.
Your imaginary one?
You can suck my metaphorical cock that's in these situations.
It's plastic and it's purple and it has
double
A batteries. So suck that, bitches.
You can suck my strap-on cock in these situations because I love Fall Out Boy so fucking much.
Okay, Sharon. Okay, so how can we reach you, Sharon?
You can find me on Twitter at Sharon with Sharon A Isom, which is S H A R O N A I S O M. You can also email me at Sharon@tbkmagazine.com. And Nicole, how about you?
I don't have Twitter because I don't know how that shit works, but Richard's going to tell you how to reach me at TBK.
Nicole@tbkmagazine.com.
Okay, so, and please, please, guys, let me tell you, listen, hashtag at Katie Butt Tattoo, and listen, I'm serious, guys, hashtag at Sharon Dimples and all that good stuff.
What's the hashtag for my butt tattoo?
Hashtag at Katie's Butt Tattoo. That's what's up. At least 50 of those. Well, 50.
We're already at 2.
What?
Are we at 2 for real? What? Is that Twitter?
No, that's just from the Facebook page.
Oh, my God.
What are the suggestions?
No, they're just hashtagging it to make the suggestions.
Okay, so listen.
Make my shit go viral.
So listen. Listen. So if there is not
This show doesn't go up till Friday. We're at 2.
Okay, listen. Listen. If there is not a sense, a high census or the majority of the census does not come to
consensus.
A conclusion of how this tattoo should go, Nicole gets to pick, right?
Yes, Nicole, I will allow Nicole.
I'm getting a unicorn.
I will gladly.
Listen, I want a purple unicorn with sparkles coming out
of it. I don't know if they can do sparkles because, you know, it's a tattoo and they have to go with basic colors, but they can make it look like
sparkles. You can't have sparkles coming out the freaking ring.
You can't actually have, like, literal
the
sparkles.
Damn bastards.
But, like, you know, my Panic at the Disco
I don't know that one. I need to see it. Okay.
Hashtag,
thanks for joining the winos. We love you guys.
Okay, so I think we're going to say goodnight.
Because Katie is stripping.
So from all of us at the winos, please have a good day. And we will see you next time. Yes.
Safe day. Have a great night. Good night, guys.
Good night, everybody. Good day. Sweet dreams.
Sam's one cigarette, stealing munchies cause we can't punk rock. Gutter whore, tatted up my arm is sore. Misfits turning heads, bitches drinking from the keg. Mosh pit, breaking nails, feeling just like Brody Dale. We could chew this all around.